Welcome everybody to the 10th episode of Loud and Anxious. This is Serena.
And this is Murat.
Guys, we make it. We make it until the 10th episode, and I'm quite proud of it. It was a huge load of work, but also a huge fun time.
Yeah.
But since it's the 10th episode, we will have like a different, let's say, discussion topics, whatever, right, Murat?
Yeah, different flow, let's say.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Well, what were we we're discussing about this time?
Well, this time we decided that, okay, we did 9 episodes with serious topics. This will be fun episode, right?
Well, almost serious topics, come on.
will be about us. So if you are very curious about who we are, then this episode will enlighten your mind.
Yeah, I don't think that they're really curious. Yeah, this is my impression, because they are not giving money to the patrons. So
I think they understood that you were a bit greedy. Eh?
Yeah, I think so too. But yeah, okay, it's just to let us know better, and mm-hmm. It would be also nice to have some feedback from our listeners. Yeah. So yeah, also who you are, what you like, what you would like to hear in the future in our podcast would be nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, we need to be more proactive, you know, guys, like to have like proper conversation maybe in the future, who knows. Mm-hmm. It's not nice, the fact that we're only talking all the time, also because we're a little bit boring. Would be nice in the future to have like you know, people that we are call and they're like we interview or like stuff like this. We're like in the radio, you know, that they're like listener calling and said, oh, can you tell that, can you say hi to my girlfriend, or you know, this kind of shit.
Yeah, we can say hi to anyone's girlfriend.
Yeah, but you know, we will not discuss about the girlfriend. But
I can also do that.
Okay, we can also like make comments about someone's girlfriend. It's uh-huh. fine for me. But it's more like, you know, to have it more interactive for our community. I don't know if we have a community yet, but let's pretend that we have a community. Would be nice to have like interaction. So
Yeah. I would like to hear more from our listeners, because the numbers shows that people listens to us.
But I also receive yeah. feedback, like direct feedback from my friends, that they start to listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
And that I'm saying a lot of bullshit also. This was the second feedback. So like I make a lot of wrong. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but yeah, I also did.
But it's fun. This is the fun of our podcast, that we are not really serious. I mean, we're trying to do our best. We try to make like nice comments, but at the end, it's just for fun. Mm-hmm. And I think that people listen to us because they're actually having fun as well.
Yeah, I hope.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, if they're not happy, they can always like throw us a comment in SoundCloud, for example.
Yeah.
And then
or money, so that we do better things.
No, do you think it would be a right motivation?
Because I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay. I think that they would like to pay us to continue to do what we're doing even better, maybe.
Yeah, true.
But before we dig into the episode, mm-hmm. I didn't ask you, what's your week? What did you do?
Well, my week was okay-ish. The week started with beautiful weather.
Yeah.
Then it turned into proper Dutch weather, would say.
I was not surprised.
Yeah,
it was
me neither.
Mm-hmm. Stated a long time ago.
And I think it was a bit nice, because the top of my car started to have like a thick layer of dust.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday it was like crazy rain.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's brand new. It's all clean.
Yes. It's nice to live in the Netherlands, at least for this advantage, let's say.
How was yours?
But good as well. I decided again to control myself with food. I don't know how long it would last. Anyway, I mean, I'm still on fasting. I'm still doing yoga. I'm still trying to, you know, improve myself. Now I decided just to cut food.
So for I'm the always next 50 hungry. Years, I guess.
I don't know. Seriously, I'm desperate. I mean, at the end, I thought that fasting was the solution, but then I gained 2 kilos. So
obviously, it wasn't.
Yeah, exactly. So now I'm trying new strategy.
Mm-hmm.
But for the rest, yeah, as normal as possible. People are just like going reckless into the streets.
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
now they said, yeah, we still have corona, but it's okay if you go out. So everyone is out. Which is proper Dutch, I think. Like, they don't fear anything.
Yeah.
But then for the rest, we continue as before.
Mm-hmm. Well, I still work from home. Me too. Yeah, which I got used to, I guess, by the way, you're working from home. It's not very good also because now it all started to feel the same. So
yeah,
off time, work time is all combined all together. But other than that.
But I think that I will miss the period in which I join meetings in my bed, you know.
Yeah.
This will be something that I will miss for a long time.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's go into the first topic.
Yeah, first topic is the Spotify data. So we just checked the web to see if we could find the bands that we listen to most, the songs that we listen to most in Spotify, and we found the website that we can actually show this. So we will check those for ourselves, of course, and then comment on those bands and songs most probably.
Mm-hmm. So should I start? Or
Yeah. We can check with start with yours.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, I will also open mine again.
Okay, so. But what, all time, last 6 months or last month?
Let's start with last month and let's go to the all times, right?
Okay, the mm-hmm. Just for the listener, the website we are checking is called Replayfy. And it's quite nice. So basically, you have to connect it with your Spotify and it will do the analytics.
Mm-hmm.
We actually tried the one for Spotify, but now it disappears. So yeah, it's a pity. I don't know what they're doing. Maybe it was against privacy or so, but I don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so last month, the most band that I listened was Archeco, followed by Lee McKinney. And 11 Vibrations. So let's say the first three, and then there's of course Devin, my god, Devin Townsend. Well, okay, so Archeco is like I talk about last or some few episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is an American band. They are doing progressive instrumental rock, they call it jazz fusion, maybe. Yes, there's a lot of jazz inside. And they're gent. I have this passion about gent since 1 year, I think. So yeah, it perfectly fit on what I'm listening to in general. And yeah, they're quite young, they're amazing, they're like monsters for me. They're so fast, they're so clean, they're like technically perfect, almost perfect, at least for me. And they're quite they're quite easy. I mean, if you check them in the website or in the video clip, or like the idea is that for them it's like so easy, like it's nothing special what they do. And every time I look at one video clips, for example, I'm like, why I'm not like them, you know? I mean, I would like to play an instrument like them. I will never be able to do it. And then Lee McKinney is actually the guitarist of Born of Osiris, that is another djent band.
Mm-hmm.
But he made this project by himself, an instrumental project.
Mm-hmm.
And is also cool. I don't know what to say. There's still djent, so yeah, there's not so much to say more.
Maybe you can also say the fifth one.
The fifth one?
To cut it in four, it's quite...
Ooh, this is a... Wait. I will come to the...
It has a special...
The third mention. One is called an 11 Vibration. It's a Russian guy, actually, that has his instrumental project. He's not famous, but it's very cool. And I fell in love with his last album. So I wish... I'm hoping that the next album will come soon, because every time it's like Carcass. Like every time, every 2 or 3 months, we say, no, but it's coming. The album is coming. Just wait.
On its way.
It never comes.
Uh-huh.
So it's like this, but okay. I mean, he's a normal musician, so probably has his own life to take care about. Mm-hmm. And okay, the fourth is Devin. I cannot say so much about Devin. But the fifth one is Olly Morse. And the reason why I'm listening to him is that I'm listening only one song that he was a really, really famous single in the past.
Mm-hmm.
My Heart Skip a Beat. Never heard about it. But that's why it's in the fifth one. And then, sixth one is Monuments. But I already extendedly speak about them. So Dastron is Synthwave, because I'm also listening to Synthwave in this period.
Mm-hmm.
Then... Yeah, Artificial Language, I already told something about. Mattia Bazar, already told. And then, I was mentioning to you before I start to listen to this Kvelertak band, mm-hmm. that they're playing this kind of mix between stoner, grind, black. I don't know, there's so many influence there, so that's why mm-hmm. I really like that. I mean, the more stuff you put in a band,
the more
in the
you
sound
like.
Of yeah in the uh-huh. sound of a band, the more I like. So mm-hmm. I'd say that let's stop to the 10th also, because I don't know who is the 11th.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's there.
Random
also
songs most probably.
I think it was in some playlist that I opened in Spotify and then I listened in a loop. And what about your top 10?
My top 10 for last month started with Paradise Lost, mainly because I had to
review it
most probably. Yeah, the thing is, generally now I'm listening music on YouTube more, because mm-hmm. I was also a bit started to get curious about the music videos and also the, you know, lyric videos, etc. And mainly the new releases, they come on YouTube first. The singles, for example.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was listening to YouTube, so Spotify, maybe it's not representative of what I listen to right now, because the second band is also Caligula's Horse, another band that I just reviewed. The third one is Vulcan, the third band that I reviewed. So the first three are the bands I reviewed.
I start to have the feeling that you're only using Spotify to listen to the band that you have to review for the podcast.
No, but then it starts to be proper. Those ones, I think I listened like for the whole album 3 or 4 times,
mm-hmm.
so that I can tell something useful. So that first three are the albums that I reviewed recently. Then Hayko Cepkin. I listen to this guy quite a lot, so it's for me it's not a surprise that it's 4. 5 is Leprous. I always have Leprous songs in nearly all my playlists, so in the background it always counts, let's say, it always plays. I have some songs
I'm
that
so
I always
I'm so tired of Leprous, maybe because in the past years I was listening to them so much, and now I cannot listen to them anymore.
Because you are just consuming all the joy. You just listen to one album if you like it, or 3 songs, like without an end.
Oh, okay.
Then
yeah,
you then you don't want to listen it anymore. But yeah, as I said, I have some favorite songs, like From the Flames. I put it to everywhere, and each time I listen, I feel good. There are a few songs like this. So
but do you like the last album?
No.
No, me neither.
I won't say I don't like it, but I had bigger expectations.
But don't you sometimes have the feeling like it's really like I cannot explain like technically or like really like going into the album and say no it's shit or whatever, but sometimes I have the feeling that when there's some release I really feel like for example in this case it's the 4th release, the 5th release or whatever, I just have the feeling that the spark is gone.
Yeah,
like it's the same music, and you can also say the same for the last 3 albums, for example, it's the same, but there's something different, and here I have the feeling that the spark is gone. I don't know why they're like, I think that they need something to change.
Maybe yeah. They try to put more electronics and get away from progressive a little bit.
But they were already electronic before.
Yeah, but in this album, for example, when you compare of the previous one, I think they moved away from the complexity a little bit. So the songs were simpler and much more vocal, the vocal was much more central in the last album. Maybe for me it wasn't the best album, but I cannot say that it's also shit.
No, sorry. I said shit, but I didn't want to say, it was like in general.
We had more expectations, but it didn't cope with the expectations.
But the point is this one. When I was expecting Malina, in respect to now, I mean, Malina was, I think it was the peak, basically.
Yeah,
so they took what they did in Cole and they make it like amazing, like even better. Like it was like, I remember the first time I listened to From the Flames, and I was like really melting inside. I don't know how to explain the thing.
Yeah,
the
album is like a masterpiece.
It was a masterpiece, and they basically did the same as Cole, but they did it better.
Yeah.
And now, maybe because they changed, me personally, I feel that they still have the same core, but it doesn't give me anything. Like it's really like,
I also had the feeling that the album was empty inside.
Like
so they have
what I want to say. Not like technically it's Probably is perfect. Is mm-hmm. I mean, they're like amazing musicians, mm-hmm. seriously. But it doesn't give me anything.
I agree with you.
So I don't know. Maybe they did it because they needed money. When there are these mm-hmm. kind of releases, I always have this feeling.
Yeah, they had the contract, right?
Yeah.
So they needed to release something in 2019.
Maybe.
And
I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, well, I wasn't the most happiest, but yeah, I have Lepros because half of the mm-hmm. Malina albums are in my playlists, mm-hmm. let's say. Then sixth, of course, Katatonia. I keep listening to them. Seven, Duman is a Turkish band.
Okay.
I find their drummer, I think, is one of the best in Turkey. He's actually a jazz drummer. And the music that Duman makes are quite a simple music, in my opinion, but the drummer adds so much. So I try to play their songs and to mimic him, to add those kinds of little touches. So that's why it is quite high in my playlist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't listen to them too much, but I play on top of their songs. I try to mimic uh-huh. what their drummer, it's called Cengiz Baysal. I try what he does in the song. So that's why it's quite high. Of course, Blind Guardian. I just...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I adore them. Nine is Athena, again a Turkish band, a Turkish ska band. And actually, I listen to happy music from time to time. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, this band is quite fun. And again, I like to play on top of their songs. Also, I like to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 is Aqua Frigide. Because I really liked...
you start to listen to
some
her.
Songs I already put in my playlist. So
okay.
When it's background music, from time to time I listen to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, this is my top 10.
Okay.
So let's go to all time, right?
All time? Yeah, but we need to do it faster.
Yeah. Let's not... So maybe we can just say the top 5 in... last 6 months and top 5 of all the time.
Okay, 6 months.
Without commenting on each of the bands.
Okay. For me, for the last 6 months, I have Mattia Bazar, this mm-hmm. Italian band. Artificial Language,
mm-hmm.
Voyager. Of course. Massive Attack.
Uh-huh.
Ah, yeah, I remember why. And Biosphere. Biosphere is a one-man band project
mm-hmm.
from Norway, from Buda. It's playing actually ambient, so it's I got to know him because I went to a festival in Norway.
Hmm.
And yours?
Mine.
Yeah.
Starts with the Pineapple Thief. It's on top. It's my latest big discovery, let's say.
You said without comments.
Yeah, sorry. I like them. You also commented on Biosphere, so okay.
It's true. Okay, one, but that's all.
The second is Blonde Redhead. Third is Soen, fourth is Katatonia, and fifth is Riverside.
Okay, I'm surprised that Katatonia is not the first, but maybe in all time?
All time, yeah.
That the first five?
Please start.
Well, the first one at all?
Yes.
No, yeah.
No surprise there.
No surprises is Agent Fresco. Then I have Lepros.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, I had like a huge love for them, and then I just faded. Went away. Yeah. especially when Einar start to like feel that he's a singer.
Ah.
No, he's not a singer. He's like an artist that play uh-huh. and sing, but he's not a singer. Okay. Uh-huh. Then is Biosphere, and then Lacuna Coil,
which is logical. You are Italian.
I'm trying to remember since when I have Spotify because it's a long time, but I mean, I listen to Lacuna Coil, but not so often.
Mm.
I would not expect at the fifth place. November, maybe, but not Lacuna Coil.
Well.
Okay, yours?
Mine, again, no surprise. It starts with Katatonia first. Second is Lepros. We have something in common in music, yeah? Lepros is our second.
It's true.
That I'm surprised. Third is Opeth. Fourth is Anathema. And fifth is Avenged Sevenfold.
Come on!
Yeah, but
Avenged
again, it's
Sevenfold.
It's quite older.
Oh my god! But isn't this episode that we have our teenage time? No. I don't remember what you said in the summary. Now we have like the questions.
The questions.
We have the question now. So this episode is like real life, without cutting, without anything. Yeah. Like we don't even know what we are doing.
We are chatting / brainstorming.
We are getting worse and worse in preparing stuff. At the beginning, we were like really like rehearsing, and now it's like okay, whatever.
But this time, the bands that I was trusting, they just didn't release the album, so that I couldn't do any preparation. My questions are very nice.
Explain briefly what is this pop quiz clash of bands.
Yeah, so what we did is just...
Nice title,
Did I come up with the title? Yes, so I'm not so creative. So what we did, we have 10 questions each. So the question is about ourselves. So we know the answer, but we will ask the other person. So I have 10 questions. I will ask you, and you will answer on my behalf.
Yeah. So basically, the question is: will I guess your preferences?
Yes. So
just to summarize the summary,
we will see if we know each other well. Okay. So
you will start.
Do you want to start? I think you can start.
I can start. Yeah. Okay. So first question is. When I was a teenager, I had this huge love for nu metal. Mm-hmm. This is quite, I think, normal for someone that grew up as a teenager in the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
But then maybe I told you also which was my favorite band at the time. Maybe not. I don't remember. But mm-hmm. actually, the question is about the second most loved band.
Mm-hmm.
So I have two choices, Limp Bizkit or Papa Roach. What do you think?
I will go with the one that I hope.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say Papa Roach.
It's not.
Oh.
It's actually Limp Bizkit. And the reason is that, well, I like the music first. And second, I had a huge crush on the guitarist.
The one with the makeup?
Yeah, exactly.
What? The crush on what?
I don't know. I really like... What I noticed is in all my life, I always fell in love with weird stuff.
Okay.
So this is a statement. I know people that they listen to me, they will start to... raise question in their head. I don't mm-hmm. want to answer here. The second question that I ask you is, what do you think? Mm-hmm. Is it my opinion about the band that has the biggest number of sexy guys? There are two deathcore bands actually. One is Carnifex and one is Whitechapel.
Yeah, the thing is, I remember that we discussed this in a pub. But I was already a bit tipsy, so okay. I'm not sure. And you also already gave me examples from both bands, so it will be a wild guess, but I will say Whitechapel.
You're right.
Yeah.
So 1 point for you.
Thanks.
Then, this is about power metal, epic metal. I'm really, picky with the voices. Mm-hmm. I have the name of two great singers. One is Tarja Turunen, ex-singer of Nightwish, and the other is Simon Simons from Epica. Which one do you think I like the most?
I think Tarja.
Is correct. Mm-hmm. I think she has this base of the opera singer, so mm-hmm. also Simone, but you feel it more in Italia. Yeah. Okay, as a grunge band, I hate grunge, by the mm-hmm, way. Mm-hmm. Which one I hate the most, Nirvana or Soundgarden?
Again, I will trust my guts and I will go... I think you don't like mainstream too much, so I will say Nirvana.
Correct, yeah. I hate Kurt Cobain. I mean, I hate the people that idolize him, but this is my...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in Carcass, my favorite band, I do prefer Jeff Walker or Bill Steer?
Bah, this is something that I really don't know. I have 50% chance. I will say Jeff Walker.
No, it's Bill.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it's Bill. Always in my Bill heart. Steer.
Sorry.
I don't be, but the way that he behaves and so on, mm-hmm. yeah, that's... anyway... I also listened a little bit of folk in the past, mm-hmm. so I want to ask you which band I like the most, Battleore or Turizas? I don't think you know both of them. No. Yeah, that's why I put them.
Yeah, so Turizas.
No, it's Battleore.
But I like the name of Turizas better.
Ah,
so
the reason why I listen to Battleore is that it's a Finnish band that mm-hmm. was writing lyrics about the Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
Probably it's not the only one, but mm-hmm. it's the one that I got to know at the time.
Okay.
Then I also like Mayhem
mm-hmm.
because of the story. But which is the singer I prefer more? Attila or Maniac?
That I again remember that we discussed, but I don't remember the outcome of the discussion, but I would go with Attila.
Yes, maniac.
Aba.
Because, you know, it was, I think he's kind of psychopath. That's mm-hmm. why I like him.
The name
like
is Maniac.
Attila is a drug addict
uh-huh.
and maybe he's a little bit weird, but Maniac is really psychopath. So mm-hmm. that's why I like it more. So people will start to think about me that I'm also a psychopath as well. But okay, they will not have like a good impression of me. In post-metal, I prefer Rosetta or Cult of Luna. This you should know.
Yeah, but the thing is, my heart wants to say Cult of Luna. And most probably this is the answer, but the first band that you advised me was Rosetta.
So what do you pick?
Cult of Luna, because you look, you know, Rosetta?
It's Rosetta.
No, I was sure actually, that it was Rosetta.
Actually, we went to the festival in Prognosis together, and it was not Prognosis, it was... Do you were there? No, I'm getting mm-hmm. confused, you were not there, so you could not know. But there was this kind of... small festival that they make up here in FNR here in Eindhoven
mm-hmm.
and they put Rosetta and the Ocean together with Ishan and other two bands
mm-hmm.
and I went there for Rosetta and then I saw everyone else okay but mm-hmm. I mean I was really looking forward yeah. to see them.
I remember that the first band that you advised me to listen was Rosetta
mm-hmm. yeah
so that's why I was thinking it was it but also I know that you like people with
it's
muscles
difficult.
And also
yeah okay the guys in Cult of Luna could also put it in like as a choice between yeah. Whitechapel and Cult of Luna but you know I really like the singer
yeah I know
physically but then he has this way to talk and every time he talks it looks like Mickey Mouse to me it's like I'm like a poor guy seriously but okay then other two questions. Ninth is if we take like two big bands mm-hmm. I would choose Megadeth or Metallica.
Well, I say Metallica.
I hate Metallica. I would choose Megadeth.
Really?
Yes.
You didn't know me yet. No, but I'm really surprised that not surprised, but I'm not sure about what we choose Megadeth. So music-wise, or because you like the guy better?
No, just the band, everything. Yeah. I mean, the music I don't really know. Of course, I know uh-huh. music from both of them, but I don't have like a huge background. Let's say. So in general, the I don't know the stories behind them.
I was thinking because if it's depending on music, then Metallica is like way ahead of Megadeth. That's why I.
Yeah,
I chose them. Yeah, but I knew that you don't like either.
Yeah, this is also so true. Yeah, yes, it's true. I don't listen to Megadeth as well. And the last one, probably you have no idea what I'm talking about. In noise,
yeah,
I
but
prefer.
You already wrote the name of the band wrong. The Sun O.
Yeah, I was in a hurry. But anyway, would I like more Violent Magic Orchestra or Sun?
I would say Sun. Because I remember that you asked for a Christmas gift of their...
It's true, the t-shirt in Facebook. Yeah. And still I'm waiting that someone will give it to me.
Yeah,
but
ask your...
I don't know. It's very difficult to find this t-shirt, by the way.
Yeah, most probably you can only buy it from in their concerts.
No, I think that they are not selling it. It was an old edition.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe in eBay if someone will resell it.
Yeah,
I didn't check. But okay, then you score poorly.
Not so poorly, come on.
A little bit.
I knew Whitechapel. I knew Tarja, Nirvana. Then I started to suck, but I know some, so it's like 40% or 50%.
Okay, let's see if I can beat you or not.
So I started my questions. Mm-hmm. So first of all, I give you two male vocalists that I like, mm-hmm. both of them. And which one I prefer? So Brian Molko from Placebo or Daniel Kavanagh from Anathema?
Brian Molko.
Yes,
true.
In my opinion, he has the most peculiar and unique voice in rock/metal scene. Yeah, of course, it's not metal at all, but I think he's in person also he's very unique, and as a voice, I think he's like unmatched.
Okay.
Yeah. Which supergroup I like the most?
Mm-hmm.
Demons and Wizards versus Aireon.
Aireon.
No, this is Demons and Wizards.
Ah, okay.
The reason that I didn't put it in my I think you remember Aireon from my festival lineup because Demons and Wizards are consisted by Blind Guardian and Iced Earth, and I put it just in before Blind Guardian, so it didn't make sense to put Demon's Envy.
You're such a way to think about. It was completely idea. You were like, no, I cannot put this band under this band. Okay.
Yeah, but Demon's Envy is my all-time best super band. I would say I really like all their songs. If I encounter a genie, which drummer skill I'd like to receive? So, like the if I rub the lamp, etc. Mike Portnoy or Marco Minaman?
Portnoy.
Marco Minaman.
Oh, who is this guy? You never mentioned.
Marco Minaman, he is the drummer of the Aristocrats, but he's also like a drummer by himself. And he is the master of what we called four-way coordination. So he can play separate things with all his limbs. I think he's right now the most talented drummers around, in my opinion.
That makes sense.
He's a German drummer. He was one of the one who auditioned after Mike Portnoy left Dream Theater. And actually Dream Theater wanted him, but he didn't want to join Dream Theater because the touring and the recording cycle was too much for him.
Okay.
So yeah, I would go with them. Fourth question, which prog giant I prefer? Tool versus Dream Theater.
Dream Theater.
Yes, that one is correct.
Okay, at least this one I know.
Yeah. Fifth one is quite a simple question, but I just wanted to just mention, let's say, which English giant band I like the most? Queen, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest.
Yeah, but this is not fair. It's not like a two-way question, eh?
Yeah, but...
It's Pink Floyd.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm
then,
just
then
sitting next
fine.
To you with the Pink Floyd tattoo on my...
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. But the way that you structure was not really fair, but anyway.
Okay. There is one more question with more than two answers, but maybe I can just...
So it values double, eh?
Okay. Sixth question. Which is the most overrated band that I think I think the most overrated? Linkin Park or U2?
Which is the second one?
U2.
Overrated.
Yeah, I think the
U2.
Yeah, we never had to discuss this, but I think they are just way too overrated. I think Linkin Park is also overrated, but U2 is just in another level. They think the guys they bring peace to everybody, but they just do shit music.
I like them, but I don't know. I never thought that they're overrated. I mean, it's not a band that I care. So
yeah.
For example, I think that Nirvana are overrated.
True. I also think. I think their music is not that much. I like one or two songs. Let's say five songs in total. But I didn't listen to Nirvana since I was 18, 19, I guess. The other day, I just wanted to hear some songs of Nirvana. I couldn't even finish the first song. I switched the playlist.
Yeah, well, it's a long story. Maybe in another podcast. Yeah. Then?
Seventh question. So this is a nice question. Which one I would like to be roommates with?
Okay.
Hansi Kürsch from Blind Guardian, the vocal of Blind Guardian, and Christina Scabbia.
But Christina Scabbia.
Yes, I know that you would choose, but it's not. First,
but why? Can imagine you're like sharing the apartment and then love with just...
This is the reason that I don't want to be the roommates. Because I know that after the third hour, I will fall in love with
you.
You
are already in love with
her. Yeah, but let's say...
It's a platonic love, but still.
Then it will be drama all over the place.
Yeah, but you would just take two different apartment then. Or either you stay together or...
Yeah, but I think I have like... less than zero chance to stay together.
I think she's single now.
Yeah, but I'm not single, so.
Yeah, it's true.
She just missed me.
This is true.
Okay, but Hansi Kürsch, I would like to be in the apartment because we have all the hobbies together with him. Like, we play World of Warcraft, we play RPG.
You know that they live quite close to here, right?
Yeah, I know. This guy I would really like to meet. This is just one of the artists that I hope that if someday I meet, I won't be disappointed. But I think he's very humble. It is what it looks like from outside. Also, for example, the love towards Lord of the Rings, I have the songs that they made about Dragonlance. I have another tattoo of Raistlin, for example. They have a songs for that called Saltforge, and I think it's one of their best songs. So I think we would have so much to discuss. We would play lots of board games together, etc. So that's why I choose Hansi. But it was a trick question.
Yeah, okay.
Best band to listen when depressed. Katatonia versus Blonde Redhead. This is just, we just talked about it a few days ago, so...
I don't remember what you said. Katatonia?
No, it's a Blonde Redhead.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember that you mentioned it, but I did not remember so much about them.
Yeah. No, I think I also mentioned that they became my favorite band because their music is just the way that I like to be more depressed when I'm depressed.
Okay.
Ninth question. Now this will count as two if you want, because it has like I just wrote everyone there. Most attractive girl in metal scene after Christina, because that would be very obvious.
Okay.
So Amalie Bruun, Mirkur.
Okay.
Charlotte Vessels, I'm not sure you know her, is from Delane, but then we can skip. Stephanie Manaerts, the girl from Brutus, the drummer. Simone Simons and Anneke van Giesbergen. Well, half of the
I think it's Anneke.
No, it's Stephanie Manaerts. So this question I needed to think like 2 days.
Because come on. I mean, you mentioned Mirkur that she's amazing. You have a huge love for Anneke, and then you pick up a third one?
No, but again, the same night that you told me that you like the guys from Whitechapel, I told you that I took Anneke out of my lists.
I don't remember.
Yeah, because I wasn't the only one drinking, so...
Oh, yeah, I remember the pub.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's interesting.
Yeah, so Stephanie Manaerts, it's my new official crush, the drummer of Brutus. Yeah, after. Yeah, no, Christina, after, but Christina is like...
Christina is God.
Yeah.
Like, you there. Don't even... Like, as a Christian can love Jesus, so it's the same for you.
Yeah.
Basically. Okay. So how much I scored?
I don't know, but we have one more question. The last question.
Oh, 10. Sorry. Uh-huh. Okay.
The most underrated band that I think that it is underrated. So Pineapple Thief or Lake of Tears?
Lake of Tears.
Yes.
So I think I won.
You knew Brian Malko, then Dream Theaters, which make 2, Pink Floyd 3, U2 4, and this one 5. Yeah. Either we are very close or...
Yeah, exactly. But okay.
Okay.
Then we are like far out of the time that we normally use for the podcast, but it's fine because it's the 10th episode. So we have one additional topic that is...
This will be the worst encounter with a famous musician.
Oh God, yes.
If
can you
want,
start?
Yeah,
because I forgot what is my story, actually.
Mine is, it was with a Turkish musician. It's the drummer of Kurban. He called Burak, but I don't remember his family name anymore.
Yeah, you don't have so many different names in Turkey.
Yeah, true, but yesterday we were in a training, two, three Turkish guys. I'm Murat, Fırat, and Burak. Everyone was confused, yeah. This guy, I think he's a very good drummer and I really like them. I still listen to Kurban quite a lot and I think they're quite fun to listen. So I was in a festival. I don't remember if I was in the front row or in the backstage, but I just saw him and went to talk with him and asked him for his drumstick because I just wanted as a memory, let's say. But he told me that, but it's not broken. So he said, but you could give me at least, right? Because those guys has lost, those sticks are coming quite free for them. And he just, in the end, he gave me the cigarette butt. And he said that you can have this if you want. I was just,
astonished.
Yeah.
And now you don't like these guys anymore.
No, I still listen to them, but now I understood. Well, he looked like a sympathetic guy from outside, but yeah, he's totally... this is something that you don't do. Give nothing and say that you don't want to give, but what is the give the cigarette butt?
Yeah, I don't understand the behavior of some of these people. Yeah. Like, I mean, even if you're like on a certain level as a even if you're like really, really big musician, mm-hmm. I don't feel it's like a good move to act like this. No. I prefer more these guys that they don't want to meet the fan mm-hmm. and they stay in the backstage.
Yeah.
I much prefer more this respect to the guys that comes and they don't really care about us mm-hmm. and they don't want to greet the fans and they don't care and they're really like making like this really obvious, weird stuff or they're like unpolite and you know mm-hmm. these kind of things. But and I met some of them even if when I was writing for Webzine, so it happened mm-hmm. to me to go some festivals and interview bands. So normally what I was doing is to take agreement either with the festival or with the bands itself via email mm-hmm. and then just have like a meeting point in the festival itself and then have like a chat. And okay, some bands are amazing. Like I remember the interview I did to Nervosa, mm-hmm. This trash band that is formed by three girls mm-hmm. from Brazil. And the singer is like really like she has a lot of energy. She knows how to speak in front of the camera. She's really eager to tell stuff. So it was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other bands that I don't even know why they accept to go to interview. So I remember one of the last Brutal Assault in which I was. It was not one of the last one. One of the first one that I won with Press Pass,
mm-hmm.
And I there was actually the girl was with me for the same webzine that wanted to interview this Norwegian band. I don't know if I should mention the name, but then they said, yeah, no problem. They're quite young. I think that they are in their 20s or so, and they mm-hmm. are pretty good. They just released the album and she was like, hey, why we don't have a chat? And they're like, oh, gladly, we're really happy about. So we met them, we started mm-hmm. to record, and the interview was like, I asked a question and it was like, yes, and then silence, or no, and then silence. And it was recorded like a video. No, it was not like mm-hmm. something written. Written, for example, yeah. So it was really weird
mm-hmm.
and it was terrible in my opinion because mm-hmm. at the end we were trying to push them to talk more and they were not willing to. And I think that they were also really shy.
Yeah, that might be also
because
yeah.
they were uh-huh. young, they were the first time they were doing this. So, but I do not consider this the worst. I think that the worst encounter with a musician never happened. Because in another time that I was still organizing and interviewing bands in a festival, I asked to this Polish band, they were doing black metal, I think that they were really cool. And I said to these guys, can we meet in the press area at this time? And they're like, yeah, no problem. But then we had like an issue. So mm-hmm. basically, we got stuck in another area of the festival.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote to them because I have the phone number. So I wrote them an SMS and I said, guys, I'm late. Is it problem if I come like 30 minutes late?
Mm-hmm.
And I did not hear any answer. Mm-hmm. And then we were like busy to do other stuff. So I said, okay, when we will go there, I will apologize. And then I arrived the thing is that we were always communicating with SMS
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
it was the period in which there was no roaming, so WhatsApp, it was super expensive mm-hmm. to call. And it was always answered to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that I wrote that I was stuck and I could have come 30 minutes late, and then no answer. And then mm-hmm. I went to the press area and there was the organizer of the festival. They came to me and he was like, yeah, why you didn't show up? There was this band, they were so pissed off. And I'm like, yeah, but I told them that I'm late. I mean, if you're pissed off because I waste your time for 30 minutes mm-hmm. when I'm like actually have an issue, mm-hmm. I mean, which kind of shit band you are?
Yeah.
Like at the end, it's not okay. If you have to leave, like you have only these 30 minutes, it's totally fine. Just mm-hmm. go. It's no problem. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you will be for the rest of the day, like just hanging around and drinking beer.
Yeah.
So, and you are not Iron Maiden. So I don't think you have other interviews.
Yeah.
So I don't really, know why they did like this. I mean, they didn't even write me back anyway. I mean, I apologized multiple mm-hmm. times and mm-hmm. they just disappeared.
Yeah.
So I think that the worst is this one. Probably if I go through my memories, there would be even a worse situation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I don't think we have time. Yeah.
You also said like that they are not Iron Maiden, but I heard that, but I never met them. I even never saw them live. But Fırat, he met all of them one by one, and he told me that they were like really, really humble people, especially the drummer, for example. I don't remember the name, Nico. He said that he just spared like 10 minutes just to talk with a fan, which is Fırat. So they just had a chat in the hotel, etc.
Yeah, it really depends on the people. Yeah. Like,
so, even if you are Iron Maiden, you are a person and you can see that millions loves you and you mean so much to them that you could at least spare some time of yours. You are not saving the world in the other hand.
Yeah.
And so for those small, sorry to interrupt. So those smaller bands, I really don't understand what is the ego coming from.
But also because at the end, which is your expectation? I mean, you are coming there, you're playing, and then you expect that people, I don't know, girls are just like jumping on you naked, and guys are like, I don't know, giving money for a photo or so. I mean, of course, if you want to be a musician and you're touring, then one of the part that you should like or you should stand is to meet your fan, because these are the people that are buying your stuff.
Yeah,
so the fact that you're acting like this is like, I don't know, weird. It's even like, I mean, it's weird for you as a businessman or a businesswoman. So yeah, there are not so many, and the impression I have so far is that this band normally they don't last long, or they don't have like a huge success. But maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, it's my experience is kind of narrow. So, but yeah,
this was our special episode.
Yes, I hope you like it, guys.
Yeah.
And as always, you can find us in Anchor, Spotify, Apple, and other podcast channels, as well as in YouTube. And there will be our playlist also for this episode. I don't know what we will put.
Yeah, we can put.
But okay.
Our favorite songs. Let's
everything we will put. Even Nirvana maybe. But maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
And anything else?
No. Well, it's been one of the most fun episodes to record, I say.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you will have fun listening to it.
With a lot of overlaps between us and mistakes and so on, but we don't care.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Thanks for listening.
See you next week.
See you.
Bye.